Well, there is some good news on day one of Victoria's fifth lockdown. The 10 new infections detected are all linked to known cases. The Premier, Daniel Andrews, says that vindicates the government's decision to go hard and go early. But right across the state, people are doing it tough yet again. Tonight, we hear from one business owner who's not only unable to pay her staff, she's also facing potential homelessness with the cancellation of rental inspections in an already tight market. Rhett Burney reports.
This isn't the first time a lockdown has thrown Victorian woman Diane Holloway's life into chaos. She owns two small businesses. One is a fire equipment maintenance service. The other is a cafe at the tourism centre in Kilmore, Victoria's oldest inland town.
With the two businesses I own, the fire equipment maintenance, we know once that everything reopens, all the work's there and it'll be waiting, and we'll have to work hard and fast to try and catch up again. With the cafe, we've found after each lockdown, the first couple of weeks is very quiet again. People aren't moving around, and then it starts to pick up again. So even though like we're closed at this stage for 5 days, the effects on the cafe will be 21 days.
With eight staff, most of whom have families to feed, Diane Holloway feels a deep sense of responsibility for the people she employs. On top of that, she's found herself in another difficult spot caused by the pandemic. She's got just weeks to find somewhere else to live.
The people that rented the house to me had gone to New Zealand on a 5-year work contract, and because of COVID that got cancelled. So they've come back to Australia. They want to move back into the house, and I've got to vacate this home on the 4th of August, and I've still found nowhere to actually rent because the rental market is just insane here at the moment. And then I had a whole lot of open for inspections lined up for tomorrow, and because of the lockdown, they've all been cancelled.
Victoria recorded 10 new cases today. Four of them were announced yesterday. They'd been at the MCG. The state's COVID response commander, Jerome Wymer, says one of the four is a child under 10, and worryingly,
all these four individuals are not known to each other and are not known to the two other people that we know were in the MCC Level 2 Reserve, including the index case.
There are now more than 120 exposure sites across Victoria, and that list is expected to grow over the coming days. Victoria's Premier, Daniel Andrews.
That very much confirms the decision, as difficult as it was, that we took yesterday to lock the state down for these 5 days, these additional cases, if they had not been in a situation where we're limiting movement, then we know what that means. It means that we finish up with this running wild.
But authorities say it's far too early to tell if this hard lockdown will go beyond Tuesday. More financial support has been announced for workers forced to stay home and businesses barely holding on as they endure another closure. For those on the front line, though, there is no reprieve. Melbourne Emergency Department nurse Alison says staff are struggling.
We obviously nursing. We haven't had a break from COVID. I don't know how much we can sort of sustain working as hard as we are with nothing else to look forward to. At least when we're out of lockdown and you can have that sort of mental break from work and see your friends and, you know, look forward to something outside of work, it's bearable to go to work. But much like everyone else, when there's sort of nothing to look forward to and plans are cancelled, and it's kind of relentless, and, you know, it just breaks you a little bit more every time it happens, I think.
And she says that's taking a toll, and burnout is rife.
Morale's really low. People are sort of coming more and more to, you know, needing, they're dropping their hours and they want to do it and they need to do it for their own well-being, but then they still feel guilt for leaving their colleagues in the thick of it, I guess.
Melbourne Emergency Department nurse Alison, ending that report by Rhett Burney.